in regards to the situation in Derna, it's still not clear, or it's not fully comprehended at the moment because of the extent of how much the floods have, the destruction of the floods have been. It's still unknown, but so far, I mean, the numbers have exceeded the official reports that we received. And I've seen official reports that just came out recently today that exceed about 3,000, and sometimes some say it even reaches perhaps 5,000 or 6,000. And this is all because it's the whole humanitarian emergency response has been still lagging behind the situation since the floods were not expected, and this whole situation is kind of spiraled out of control overnight.
How did the Mediterranean storm contribute to the devastating floods in Derna, which is probably one of the worst hit cities, right? So can you describe probably the terrain of the city, location, and how this played a major role in accelerating this tragedy?
Yes, so basically there has been official warning from the government over the past week on reports on the weather forecast and so on, that there would be a storm hitting the eastern part of Libya. But the eye of the storm was expected to hit the city of Benghazi and the neighboring city, but somehow the storm drifted away directly towards Derna, and the geographical area of Derna is mostly it's kind of divided into two parts. There's both on a mountain top, and there's a valley that kind of divides the city into half, and that's where the flood took place because of the dams had not been reconstructed or had no maintenance for about maybe 10 more years, and the flooding, the amount of rain is has never the whole of the country never seen such an amount. I mean, it kind of flew up to 60 meters, and this kind of flooded and drowned the whole section of the city, and wiped out whole streets and residential areas, and swept them to the sea. And now bodies are found and picked up from washed ashore, and the numbers are still piling up.
Have the surrounding areas been evacuated already?
Yes, but the issue is that most of the roads and the streets have collapsed, and there's no electricity, there's no telecommunication, so it's very difficult to grasp the situation and how many people are missing, some over, say, over 10,000, perhaps even more. But the issue is that some families were wiped out, so with nobody to report who is missing and who's not. So it's still very early to grasp how disastrous the situation is. But from what we're seeing now, this has been a huge hit to Libya in terms of a historical disastrous situation.
What are the immediate relief efforts being deployed to assess the affected community in Libya? I know that a couple of international and local organizations are trying to help out, but are you aware of any sort of coordination between these organizations and the government?
There have been appeals from the government to neighboring countries, and many neighboring countries have answered to the call, but the issue is that it's very difficult to spread out over this massive area, especially that it's not just Derna, even the neighboring towns and cities are being surrounded by water. We don't know what the situation is in these areas, especially the cities at the foot of the Green Mountain, and it's still, like I said, the whole picture is not clear yet. And we will find out in the next perhaps 24 or 48 hours. In terms of international relief and support, it's still not being there's no effective mechanism or tools to deploy these assistance effectively, and the government has been paralyzed, and now they're trying to cope and trying to take control of the situation. But the military has been involved heavily, and perhaps the Egyptian army will send as well some assistance.
Rami, you were in Derna recently. Were you? Did you flee the? Did you flee the town before it happened? Before the storm hit the city?
No, I went to the city before the flood took place. I went there, and the first day there was some signs, but it was not clear that this will happen, because the dam collapsed at some stage early in the morning, the day before, around 2 to 4 a.m. So it was not clear at the time. We expected just normal, you know, the normal floods that we see, because of the lack of infrastructure, that every time it rains heavily, that we have street floods, you know, 1 or 2 meters. That's usually expected due to the deteriorating infrastructure. But this magnitude has never been seen before.
Rami, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. Thank you.